理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 8 Meat The little wolf rested inside the cave for 2 days, and then he went outside again. He walked and walked. When he became tired, he returned to the cave. Every day he walked farther from the cave. With time, the little wolf could run very quickly. When he hunted with his mother, he could easily go with her and not become tired. Also, he could now walk very quietly so that other animals could not see him. Since killing the baby birds and the baby weasel, he was very excited about killing. He wanted to kill more animals. The little wolf loved his mother very much. He also respected her. She could always find meat, and she was afraid of nothing. She had a lot of knowledge. She taught the little wolf many things. Soon the little wolf and his mother could not find any meat. He became very hungry. The she-wolf was almost always looking for meat. She hardly returned to the cave. Before, the little wolf only hunted as a hobby. Now he hunted for his life, but he found nothing. Therefore, he had to learn many new ways to hunt. He studied the squirrels and how they moved in the trees. He waited for the right time to attack. He also learned the ways of mice and of birds. He was now stronger, wiser, and more confident. Finally, the she-wolf found some meat. She brought it to the little wolf, and he was very happy. It was very strange meat. The little wolf had never seen that meat before. In fact, it was a baby lynx. His mother had found the lynx's cave and killed and ate her babies. She brought this one back for the little wolf. After his meal, the little wolf laid down by his mother and went to sleep. Then, a loud, horrible sound woke him. He had never heard such a terrible sound. He looked up and saw the lynx standing in the cave's entrance. She was very angry because the she-wolf killed her babies. The little wolf was very frightened. He quickly got up and stood beside his mother. The lynx tried to enter the cave, but the she-wolf attacked her. The two animals fought. The fight was very violent. They bit and hit each other. The little wolf quickly ran to the lynx and bit its back leg. He continued biting. For a long time, he did not open his mouth. Although he did not know it, he probably saved his mother's life. When the two mothers separated, the lynx could not move fast because the little wolf was biting her leg. The lynx's body then fell. Unfortunately, the little wolf was under the lynx when she fell. He could not move, but he kept biting the lynx's leg. Finally, the fight was over. The lynx was dead. The she-wolf was hurt. She could not move. For a whole day and night, she lay by the dead lynx. Finally, she had enough strength to stand. For the next week, the she-wolf rested. She left the cave only to drink water. By the end of the week, the wolves had eaten the lynx. The she-wolf was feeling much stronger. After the she-wolf was healthy again, the little wolf hunted with her every day. He learned how to hunt and kill animals. His mother taught him very well. He was a successful hunter.